Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. Recently, the pace of job growth in the United States has picked up, which is a very welcome development. Yet the economy remains far from healthy and is not working for the average family. Adjusted for inflation, median earnings of men working full-time year-round are where they were in 1980. On the other hand, the upper 1% of Americans are now taking in nearly 25% of the nation's income every year. Their lot in life has improved considerably during the past 25 years. In 1990, they were only taking home 12% of the nation's income. I think it is time to reject the old misconception that our so-called free market economy is a perfectly efficient mechanical system. We need to embrace the much more accurate idea of an economy as a complex ecosystem made up of real people who are dependent on one another. The fundamental law of capitalism must be, if workers have more money, businesses have more customers and need more employees. That makes middle-class consumers, not the rich, the true job creators. Extreme income inequality is really a kind of cancer that affects almost every aspect of our social, political, economic, and even legal system. A tiny elite is able to effectively purchase laws and regulations that work in their favor. If businesses paid workers a living wage rather than poverty wages, taxpayers wouldn't have to make up the difference. In fact, the data show that when workers are treated better, business gets better. The middle class is a source of growth and prosperity, not the rich guys. Yet during the past three decades, compensation for CEOs grew 127 times faster than it did for workers. The mismatch between reward and effort makes a mockery of the American dream. Many Americans are starting to believe that capitalism itself is the root of our problem. I disagree. Capitalism, when well managed, is the greatest social technology ever invented to create prosperity in human societies. But capitalism left unchecked tends toward concentration and collapse. It can be managed either to benefit the few in the near term or the many in the long term. The work of democracies is a benefit to the latter. That is why investments in the middle class work. Tax breaks for rich people don't. Balancing the power of workers and billionaires by raising the minimum wage isn't bad for capitalism. It's an indispensable tool smart capitalists use to make capitalism stable and sustainable. Some inequality is intrinsic to any high-functioning capitalist economy, but the problem is that inequality is now at historically high levels and getting worse every day. Our country is rapidly becoming less a capitalist society and more a feudal society. Unless our policies change dramatically, an economy like America's, in which most citizens are doing worse year after year, is not likely to do well over the long haul. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.